Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healthcare Business Women's Association Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Julie Kelly, and I'm an HBA volunteer leader and your host for the 2017 HBA podcast programming series. And for those of you who are not familiar with what we call the HBA, it's a global nonprofit organization comprised of individuals and organizations from across the healthcare industry committed to achieving gender parity in leadership positions, facilitating career and business connections, and providing effective practices that enable organizations to realize the full potential of their female talent. Now, each year, the HBA hosts a conference with content specific to the development of women in the business of healthcare. And today, I have the pleasure of speaking with one of the pre-conference workshop leaders this year, Roz Usheroff, who is the president of the Usheroff Institute. I'm going to learn more about her pre-conference workshop titled Reboot Your Personal Brand and Own Your Success. So let's start the conversation. Welcome, Roz.
Thank you so much, Julie. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Yes, absolutely. So, Roz, you've been a long-term supporter of the HBA, and we thank you for that. But tell us a little bit about yourself and your company.
So often people say, you know, Roz, how did you get into your business? And it was never something that I planned. But what was interesting, it was as a result of getting fired from a company called Polo Ralph Lauren. I was very much involved in the retail industry. I was fired, as I was told, not because I didn't do a great job. That was like incidental. I did a great job. In fact, my boss, who was the president at the time of the company, said, the problem is, Roz, you just don't fit in and you're too much of a fighter. And following that, he went on to say, problem with young people is they don't fight for what they want. And I looked at him, I said, but I'm mixed up. You just said that I'm too much of a fighter. Now you're saying young people don't fight. And then he said the most important sentence. He says, Roz, you didn't know how to play the game. And that's how I decided I'm going to teach people how to play the game. So it's an odd way of getting into your own business. But basically what I do, my mission is to help those, whether they're unemployed, find their next position, or help people to strategically position their careers in a way that gets them to move up, to really have greater influence. And as we all know, with continuous change and uncertainties, people have to differentiate themselves. They have to know how to showcase the best of who they are and be able to do it with comfort and not feel that they're being disingenuous or show-off. So what I do is with my team, we prepare customized workshops, and the signature program I go under is Executive Presence. Mm-hmm. And we travel all over the world, so I get to do this in Dubai, and I do it in Shanghai, and I do it in the U.S. or wherever. I tell people, I'll go anywhere, you know. I love travel, as long as I hope that I can make a difference.
Wow, great. What an inspiration. And I agree with you. Sometimes getting fired is one of the best things that can happen. And it is about fit. And it's not necessarily about what you do. It's about how you do it. So that is great insight. And what a way to become an entrepreneur and what a successful entrepreneur you are.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And Roz, so tell me, how did you get involved with the HBA annual conference? Because I think this is the eighth year that you're participating on some level.
It may even be longer. I don't know.
Maybe.
And, you know, I talk about networking, and I have had the privilege of meeting so many amazing women from HBA. I do believe it was as someone who was in one of my workshops who recommended me. So it was obviously a long time ago, and I've been able to fortunately come back most years to present. In fact, I wasn't going to do it this year because I thought it's enough already. You know, people have to be tired of me, but I was very blessed to be reached out by the HBA again and asked if I would do this. The topic is so, so critical today, more than ever before.
Right. Right. Reboot your personal brand and own your success. And I hear some people say that you really aren't a brand, but I disagree. It's all about your reputation. So whether you want to call it your reputation or your brand, it's really important in the workplace. So tell us a little bit about this pre-conference workshop, which is actually being held before the 2017 HBA annual conference begins, which is the evening of November 6th. So this conference is going to be one that you select in addition to attending and that you pay a separate fee for. And it's going to be held on Monday, November 6th from 1 to 4 p.m. before the start of the conference, which I believe it starts with a reception at 6 p.m. So that's just for those listening to understand when this is going to take place. So, Roz, let's get back to telling us a little bit about this workshop and what we can expect in this attending.
Thank you. I would love to. Now, many of the participants from past years have attended. My topics typically revolve around branding. This is going to be digging deeper, and it's when I say rebooting, it's not kicking you know where, but
right.
It's really stepping back. So our objectives are navigating a successful career using the power branding process, which I write about in my book, raising visibility through breakthrough strategies and showcasing your accomplishments. What does that all mean? Sometimes it just sounds like words. But whether you're scaling up to the next rung of the corporate ladder, what if you want to change? You want to go somewhere different? It's really important to understand not just about how to get promoted, but how to really create that distinction from you. I once had a boss give me the greatest advice. He said, Roz, be so different, you no longer have competition. Do what no one else is doing, and you're going to stand out. That's not easy for we as women to know how to stand out. A lot of times we don't want to stand out because we set ourselves up for perhaps criticism, or it may feel that it's all about us. So I'm going to show people in the workshop how to be much more mindful of creating visibility in a way that's more natural. And I always say, get others to toot your horn and the sound will carry twice as far. We're going to talk about how that visibility, what it would look like, and to navigate on a different level. And very, very strategic. Some people may see it as political, but what I believe is you've got to move from networking to net giving, which would give you greater permission to expose yourself to different levels. And the whole idea about mentors, yes, you want mentors, but you really don't want to have to ask for a mentor. You want to be able to create that mentorship in a natural way. I'm going to talk about that. The real reasoning behind creating this workshop is based on the fundamental need today to really see yourself as a free agent. So I'm going to really get people to step out of their comfort and look at how could they be more entrepreneurial. That is the future success of people, whether you are actually running your own company or you're internally hired. And can I share a couple of things that I sort of was the motivator for creating this workshop that I notice in women?
Absolutely.
Okay, so when is the rescue syndrome? And I tell you, I teach what I needed to learn, and sometimes I still need to learn it. But I do believe if you play like the good girl and work hard, someone's going to notice you for how amazing you are. But what that means is when you rely on someone else to make your dreams real, you're going to give up your dreams. I talk about the Prince Charming syndrome. If I make myself indispensable to my boss, you're going to reward me. Really? You relinquish your power and your sense of self. It cannot just be about you giving to your boss. Then there's a rose-colored syndrome. You know, if you have high expectations of others, they're going to live up to yours, thinking people are just like you. And that's where we live with disappointment, frustration. We're bitter. We think our boss disappointed us. So I'm going to get you out of all of that. And then the last is the sugar daddy syndrome. So your company gives you, you're working with a really great company, and they give you attractive stock options. And we make this belief that we're set for life. Look what they're doing for us. And I believe that if you put all your eggs in one basket, you're going to be disappointed. So those are what really motivated me to write the script for this workshop, which is a little bit, it is very different from past, because I've got to give new ideas here. But just about the whole idea of branding and visibility. Anyhow, I should stop for a moment because I am not even letting you have a word edgewise.
Well, I have nothing to say except for I'm going to attend this workshop because I'm hearing about all those different theories, and I think I've been guilty of each one of those throughout my career. And being in transition myself, I know that I have a great need to kind of really take a step back and find a way to really empower myself and so that I have better control of what I do next and not being so episodic and waiting for things to happen. So, again, I think this workshop is for just about everyone. So the audience, why don't you take us through who should attend?
And you know, I always think, like, who should I make this for? And I don't think there's any specific target audience other than you believe in a bigger future for yourself and you believe anything is possible. And maybe the last one would be is you're not afraid to take risk. Those would be the three criteria.
Yeah.
Does that resonate with you?
It does, it absolutely. And I think that taking risk is something that I find women have less of an appetite for. That do a great job, someone will notice. Here's all these great things. I'll just be a good girl and do your job. And there's a lot of organizations that's all they really want you to do. But I don't think you'd truly be happy until you control your own destiny and you make your choices and stop letting things happen to you and do like you do and find your passion and go after it. So I think this would be a great workshop for everybody, no matter what your age or where you are in your career. Again, if you want to go on a trajectory and really exceed and be your best possible self. So let's talk a little bit about the structure of the workshop. So there's going to be some content exercises, I assume.
Yes,
tell us a little bit about that.
Could I just piggyback off of what you said, because it really resonated with me in that today I really believe that if you get who you are, the value that you bring, there's no reason for you to feel held back. We do it to ourselves. I often say that we as women do not need enemies. We do a good enough job ourselves. And one of the things I notice about women, and it's really interesting, is that our self-talk could be so self-limiting and destructive. I often say, if you spoke to your children the way you speak to yourself in your head, would they grow up to be normal? And I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because we are our worst critics. Look at how we look at ourselves in the mirror in the morning. So, you know, as part of the intro, I'm really going to get people just to think about what is it that you say to yourself, and if you weren't afraid, what would you be doing? Someone once said to me, Roz, if you weren't afraid, what would you be doing? And I really got annoyed. I said, I'm not afraid. I take risks, you know, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I slept on it, in fact, for 4 months, and I realized, you know what I was afraid of? Julia, I was afraid of getting bigger. I was afraid of taking some risks and really doing my own blog and competing out there in the world of the internet. And I just realized that I, myself, was afraid. So sometimes we don't even realize unconsciously that we hold ourselves back. We're going to go into that. We're going to go into, I know that there's controversy. Sheryl Sandberg says we're not brands. Of course we are. But maybe brand should be replaced with we have a reputation. And the key about it is my reputation, I'd like to think I'm wonderful, but if my clients, if acquaintances, if, you know, prospects look at me and they don't see who I really am, it doesn't matter what I think of myself. It's what they perceive. So I always tell people that you are not defined by who you think you are, but by how others experience you. And what does that mean? So that's really important. We don't get enough visibility. It doesn't mean you're invisible with your team, with your boss, but what do we do to get out there to really create that uniqueness, that differentiation? And we're going to talk about how to get out of your comfort to do that. So the idea about networking, I'm not going to talk about networking. I'm going to move it into what do you do to give back that people want to talk about you? You know, what becomes viral? And how could you become viral in a good way, of course. We don't want anything contagious. we're going to talk about unique ability. What is it that makes you unique? What's at the core of you? What's your genius? And how are you giving that to people so they go to you? You're seen as a thought leader. You're seen as someone who's a trailblazer. And it doesn't matter what level you are. I work a lot with new talent coming in. Start from the beginning, but where you are right now in your career, there's an opportunity if you think beyond your comfort level.
Absolutely. And so this workshop has something for everybody is the message here. And listeners, if you haven't attended one of Roz's workshops, I would rush to the website today and register. Today's the last day. You can get the reduced price of $245 for the three-hour workshop. After today, the price goes up to $265. To register for Reboot Your Personal Brand and Own Your Success, go to our website at habitat.org. There's everything that will take you right to registration for these workshops. In addition to having a tremendous workshop for $245, you will also get a copy of Roz's book, The Future of You, Creating Your Enduring Brand. Roz, do you want to comment on that piece of work?
The reason why I wrote that book was basically after all my workshops, people would say, well, I want more information. It will go deeper into it, and it's going to give you a workbook style where you can really begin to think about where to start, so it's not going to be complex, but it's going to also give you great stories of people who have been successful. My belief, by the way, is that you all have achieved success. It's about capitalizing on it and making it bigger, multiplying it. One of the best places to start is being a member of HBA because I have learned so much, and I attribute the success that I have achieved as a result of wonderful people who have been able to help me to expand into their companies. So there's so much richness in the workshop. You're going to get to network a little bit differently, and the book is going to give you more substance. Plus, you get to have me in your life. If you've ever been in a workshop, I always invite people to call me at crossroads or if they need a silent ear. But looking forward to it, Julie. Really, really excited and honored to be asked back.
Yes. Well, Roz, you certainly have a distinguished brand. And once you meet Roz, you will never forget her, listeners. So I want to thank you, Roz, for sending your talents to the HBA. And we look forward to seeing all of you at Roz's pre-conference workshop. And that's on November 6th. At the Philadelphia Marriott, and it's from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Before the official conference starts, go to our website, habanet.org, www.hbanet.org, for more information on how to register for this killer workshop on how to reboot your personal brand and own your success. This is Julie Kelly signing off for the HBA. Thanks, Roz, and goodbye.
Thank you.